Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Friday Inspire with y'all. Miss On Friday Inspire herself, Aaliyah. I want to thank y'all for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. Could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we're totally grateful. Tonight's topic is focus on faith and not fear. Before we jump into the topic, it blessed me this morning when God gave me that topic. But before we jump into the topic, I want to thank all my sponsors. Red Rose Conquerors, contact them to learn how to network effectively, create a new customer base, and get coaching for your home-based business startup. Call 404-786-0873 with business coach and travel ambassador Cornelia Brown. Also, great evening, Brother Jose. Also, she is, a travel ambassador, and you can get access to your own travel portal with her free of charge. You can call her at 404-786-0873. Leave your email address and name or name a phone number and let her know you want your own personal travel portal. It is absolutely free. We have Afographics. If you guys saw my flyers that I post, all of our flyers are done by Afographics. Afographics, they're absolutely awesome. Creative. They do photography and graphic design. So if you need flyers, business card design, even banners, whatever that is. Infographics, great evening to you, my sister. Infographics can take care of your any of your graphical needs. Like I said, that flyer that you saw today and any of my flyers that's been done by Infographics, and that's spelled APHOGRAFX. They have a Facebook business page, as well as they can be emailed at infographics@gmail.com or you can call them at 706-489-6416. Vodiology is actually the place to get your jingle done. So if you need jingle creation or infomercials done, Vodiology can take care of that for you. You can email them at Vodiology, and that's V, and then the word audio, and then LOGY@gmail.com. Or you can call them at 706-873-1519. And then that voice that you heard on our intro song, our intro song is done by, sung by our own songbird, Deidre Novette. And I tell y'all, that song is on the EP called This Is Me. Y'all go get it. This Is Me is under $5. It's like $4.99. You can get it on CD Baby, any of the digital outlets. Go out there and support my girl. This is called This Is Me is the name of her EP project. You have three songs out there for that. And like I said, it's only $4.99. This Is Me by Deidre Novette. And then Ultimately Unique You, takes care of all of your accessory needs, ladies. So if you need purses, earrings, scarves, whatever, I have my earrings on today. I don't have any of my other jewelry on, but I tell you, you got some different pieces that you ultimately you will have for you, and you don't see anybody else wearing your stuff, rarely. Hey, Woody, hey, everybody, is you joining us? Welcome, welcome. I'm thanking our sponsors. So thank you, and you can follow Ultimately Unique You. That's Ultimately Unique You with the letter U on Instagram. So go follow Ultimately Unique You. Hey, Monica. And then if you have not gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox, a lot of people are working from home right now. So if you have a little time, go get that copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox. It's an ebook devotional. Hey, everybody. And I created that that ebook last year. I released it about 2 days on schedule, 2 days after my mom had a stroke. So, but it's called the 21-Day Mind Detox. It is a devotional ebook, and it's only $2.99. Go out there and get it. It's on Smashwords, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, anywhere. It's, you know, go get it. It's only $2.99, and it's called the 21-Day Mind Detox. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome. For those of you who are on the online radio show, you will hear me speaking to everybody as they're chiming in. So you all will hear me speaking to them. Hey, everybody. Hello, hello. Welcome to the show, y'all. Unique Expression by Design is your one-stop shop for your business, for the promotional products, custom promotional items, and corporate gifts. So if you need pins done, mugs, T-shirts, tablecloths with your logos, and guess what? You can even order disinfectant wipes right now with them. So you can go to the Facebook page. It's called UEB, Unique Expressions by Designs. It's UEB Designs, or you can go to uniqueexpressionsbydesign.com, and my sister Angelise will take good care of you out there. So thank you. I got through all of our sponsors, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our sponsors. Hey, Tina. Yeah, Tina's one of my childhood friends. We've been friends since kindergarten, okay? Like all elementary school. So for all of our sponsors, thank you so much for pouring into us, going into us, and sharing your gifts, talents, and abilities with us here on Fire to Inspire. If you're interested in doing the same, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. I'm telling you, you'll be a blessing to us, and we'll continue to share your information and be a blessing to you. So, y'all, tonight's topic, I'm excited. It is focus on faith, not fear. Focus on faith, not fear. And let me tell you something about when you know you're doing what you're supposed to do, you see everything. Like, for example, I slept so well last night, y'all. I mean, when I tell you really, really well, and I got in my word this morning, great evening to you as you're joining us. I studied in my word this morning, and God had already given me, but I didn't know the topic. I just knew it was going to be centered around faith, right? So about an hour and a half into studying, I drifted off to sleep. And I had a nightmare. Well, a daymare. And I said, oh, I cancel that. I come against it. And God, I thank you that I stand on my faith. And I thank you that you are having me to be a voice for this hour and just do what we do. So you got to know that even when you know you have the faith and you know what God is calling you to, you're going to see some things, but you got to speak to him and tell it where it's got to go and what it is. And so I just thank God for not getting distracted by that. So that's just a personal testimony that happened to me even today. Focus on your faith. I knew that we was going to be, you know, it's going to be hot tonight. So y'all get ready to chat back with me in a few minutes, okay? So tonight, like I said, we're talking about focus on faith, not fear. And you know, right now it's so easy to be distracted by the media and the demi downers and, you know, everything else. So we don't want to be swayed or distracted by that. We want to still stay focused and on faith. I mean, yes, we're going to use wisdom. Yes, we're going to use wisdom, okay? God has given us that. But we got to stay focused on our faith, because that means feeding ourselves, feeding our faith. And, you know, that feeding our faith may come in a way of reading the word, listening to some spiritual music, or some encouraging music. It's what you're putting into your spirit right now is going to feed it, okay? So you got to make sure you're feeding your faith and starving that doubt, as old folks used to tell us. Feed your faith and starve your doubt. But you got to also remember that, you know, that through Christ, that he is the same yesterday and forevermore. So nothing has changed. The coronavirus might be here, but God is still the same God. He took care of us in the past, and he will continue to take care of us now. So nothing has changed. Remember that. So as I was studying and reading, y'all, the Lord reminded me, hey, Kimberly, the Lord reminded me in Luke 17 and 6, New King James Version, he said, so the Lord said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it'll obey you. Now, that blessed me, because if you understand the size of a mustard seed, y'all, picture like the eye of a needle, or even smaller, like the little tip of a needle. That chip itself is bigger than some mustard seed. So when I was looking at it online, it said it was 0.039, so 39 thousandths. It can range from 39 thousandths to 79 thousandths in size. That is absolutely tiny. So you picture again that needle. That's what the analogy my pastor, Pastor Ricky, gave us on Sunday. Pastor Ricky Surrett. Thank you, Pastor. Didn't know the Lord was going to have me using that, right? But he says, you know, we got to, in this hour, we got to really, really focus on our faith and just stay prayed up. Because, you know, I can hear somebody saying, well, my faith ain't that strong or whatever. But that's why I gave you the analogy of the mustard seed. Because it don't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be strong. But you got to continue to feed it. Because what you feed, it's going to grow, right? If you feed your faith, it's going to grow. If you feed your fear, it's going to grow. So what are you choosing to feed in this hour? We got to feed it. Hey, Elder Cornelia, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, woman of God. Thank you so much for being a faithful sponsor to us. So we cannot exalt what we see, y'all. The coronavirus, any other sickness or disease, things that come up. Well, things you may see in the store, things you may not see in the store. I ran by one of the stores yesterday. Hey. And I was like, oh, I need some onions and bell peppers because I was going to make a cabbage. And I was like, they had plenty of that type of stuff. And this one lady was walking out. She was like, they don't have any meat at all. I came into the store for meat. And they don't have any milk. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Great evening, everybody. Welcome. But what we got to do is, regardless of what we see, we can't allow that to distract us and our faith. Our faith still got to be on that God is still God. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread, right? So, and that's actually my next scripture that I'm going to give you. So, that comes from Psalm 37:25. That's the King James Version. I feed my faith. Yes, ma'am. So, we'll focus on feeding our faith. And that first scripture that I'm giving you tonight, it is saying, Psalm 37:25, King James Version says, I've been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And again, that's Psalm 37:25, and that's the King James Version. So if somebody want to type that up for those who may have missed it, thank you so much. Yes, what are you feeding? Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. I tell you, God is so awesome. God is so awesome, because when he gives you some stuff, you're like, oh, that's good, God, because that's so not me. Remember what his promises are, and remember what his words say for you. So remember that his word is still going to be your light. His word is never changing. And so what are you exalting? Yes, what are you exalting? Are you exalting the virus? Are you exalting God? Are you exalting things around you, not having toilet tissue on the shelves or whatever? What are you exalting? All right? So, next scripture that I'm going to give you. Now, I'm going to read it to you in two different versions. All right? First version is going to be the Good News Translation. And the scripture is Isaiah 25:1. Good News Translation reads this. Lord, you are my God. I will honor you and praise your name. You have done amazing things. You have faithfully carried out the plans you made long ago. So listen to what that said. You are my God. You are faithful to me. You're amazing. And so we're just exalting God. We're not exalting things. We're not exalting man. We're not exalting the coronavirus or any of this other stuff. We're not exalting being in our homes. But what we are exalting is God and our faith in him, right? So that one is, and if somebody could type that one, is Isaiah 25:1. That was Good News Translation, but I'm going to read to you the NIV version. And the NIV says this: Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things. Things planned long ago. Y'all, he's done wonderful things, and he's going to continue to do wonderful things, right? So that was Isaiah 25:1, and that was NIV that I just read. Now we're going to move on to another scripture, and that one is Psalms 46:10. New King James Version reads this: Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So that's New King James Version. So remember that we are exalting God. We are not exalting a disease. We're not exalting a situation, a pandemic, or anything else. We are exalting God. And we're exalting him and raising and strengthening our faith, right? Our faith in him. And then that same verse, Psalms 46:10, but this time I'm going to read to you in the contemporary English version. So the contemporary English version, thank you, Iris. The contemporary English version reads this way: Calm down and learn that I am God. All nations on earth will honor me. Y'all hear that? That's the contemporary English version, y'all. It said, Calm down and learn that I am God. All nations on earth will honor me. Yeah, that's good talk. Right? That's some good stuff right there, ain't it? That is good. So that was Psalms 46:10, and that was contemporary English version. And, you know, every now and then, hey, Pastor T. Y'all, that's my pastor and first lady, Lady Tanina. But 46:10, Psalms 46:10, that contemporary English version, sometimes we need a reminding in our speaking terms that kind of give you a good shaking up to, hey, girl, listen, you need to remember it like this, so to speak, right? Hey, Dr. Lorenda. Yes, that's Psalms 46:10. And the first one was that I read was New King James Version, and the second one was Contemporary English Version. But, y'all, love you, too. And y'all, that blessed me when I read that. I'm going to read it to you one more time because we've had a couple more people join since I read it. Psalms 46:10, Contemporary English Version says, Calm down and learn that I am God. All nations on earth will honor me. Yes, ma'am. You know what we all needed there, Arthur, just to remind us. He said, Calm down. I'm still God. You know, when I read that version this morning, I like to cut a cartwheel. Y'all hear me? And then, remember this one. This one is oldie but goodie. Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. King James Version. Hey, Pastor Ricky. That's my pastor, y'all. Hebrews 11:1. King James Version says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. So, yes, we know that in King James Version. And then the New American says it like this, y'all. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Y'all, we don't have to see our faith or see God. It's a knowing. Y'all know that's my word these days. It's a knowing that God is good. It's a knowing that he has done before us before. It's a knowing. It's not about what we see. So that's Hebrews 11:1. And that was King James Version first. And then secondly, New American Standard Version. And then the final scripture tonight, and then I want y'all to chat back with me. Oh, that was, I'm going to read to y'all Hebrews 11:1 first before I move on. Hey, Wanda. Hebrews 11:1, New Living Translation reads like this, y'all. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. So, sometimes I like to read different versions of it for you because what may speak to me may not speak to Arvis, or may not speak to Wanda, but if I read three different ones, all three going to speak to somebody, right? So that was Hebrews 11:1, and that one is New Living Translation. That's the last one I read. All right, and finally, y'all, this last one. Now, as the seed of Abraham, we understand that our promises haven't changed, right? Hey, Daryl, welcome to the show. So Galatians 3 and 9, New Living Translation says this. So all who put their faith in Christ shall share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. You know, Abraham's faith was so strong that nothing, you know, nothing penetrated his faith. So we got to understand that as his seed, that our promises are still here for us. Our promises are still yeah and amen. Nothing has changed. I don't care what we see or what was said. I don't care what kind of pandemic, whatever. Nothing has changed. Feed your faith and not your fear tonight. So, y'all, I just gave y'all several scriptures. I'm going to repeat them. And then we're going to discuss whatever y'all want to discuss, whether it's the scriptures or something that was said, or if you want to share something that's going to help someone else feed their faith and not their fear. Okay, so the first thing that I reminded y'all of, and that was just me speaking to you, I referred to Hebrews 13 and 8, and I was just talking about that Jesus was the same today, yesterday, and forever. But the scriptures that I gave you were about the faith the size of mustard seed. That was Luke 17 and 6. I gave that to you in New King James Version as well as New Living Translation. Then I told you that the righteous would never be forsaken, nor his seed begging bread, and that came out of Psalm 37:25. Then I came down to Isaiah 25:1, and I gave that to you in Good News Translation as well as NIV. Then we went over to Psalms 46:10. That was New King James Version as well as the Contemporary English Version. Then we went over to Hebrews 11:1, King James Version, New American Standard, as well as New Living Translation. Then we wrapped up with Galatians 3:9, and that one was New Living Translation. So we are going to check. So y'all don't be bashful, don't be shy. If any of these scriptures spoke to you, or anything I said, or just like Arvis said, that she needed this tonight. So thank you so much for sharing that, because sometimes we just need it as a reminder. Because if you keep the news on and just feed just yourself with just that and nothing more, you're going to be just as scared and in a frenzy as some of these other people. But we got to use wisdom in this hour, but we got to also know that our faith is remained. Our Father has not changed. And just like we got through the swine flu, the E. coli, and everything else over the last couple of years, we're going to get through this. It's already see it finished, right? I think I posted that earlier this week. Hey, Patricia. So, who's going to share tonight anything that has shared with you? Let me see what the radio folks are saying. Anybody want to share on the radio? If y'all want to share on the radio, press 1. And I'll bring you live. And if not, I'm talking to the people on Facebook Live and see some of their feedback. And I will read it out live for those of you listening online or listening via Radio Land. Great evening to you, Nicole. Great evening to you. So we've been talking about focus on our faith and not our fear. So, yes, it's easy to get caught up in the news if you don't feed your faith. You got to feed your faith, y'all. You know, for those of you who joined us a little later, they have posted the scriptures inside of. Thank you, sis. They've posted the scriptures inside of the chat. And thank y'all so much for doing that. Yes, turn the news off. Hallelujah. Yes. Great evening to you, Otis. Yes, turn the news off. Turn your worship on. Turn your, you know what? Sometimes you may have to even just turn your, I use the, what's the name of that Bible? Sometimes I do the Bible Gateway app, and sometimes I do, I forgot the other name of the Bible app. But you can turn your app on and just have the scriptures play to you and listen to it as you go about doing whatever you need to do, like the parents. You may be working with your children on some of their work. Listen to your word while you're working if you need to, you know, or you can listen to your word while, put your earphones in and listen to your word while you're helping them. Whatever it is you need to do to feed your faith, do it. It is imperative to do so now. We are in a time where feeding your faith is intimately communing with God is vital. Yes, 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 yes. Read Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Thank you, Pastor Ricky. He says, we are in a time where feeding your faith is and intimately communing with God is vital. Read 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, that's good. YouVersion, thank you. YouVersion reads to you. That's the, I couldn't think of that. YouVersion, y'all, is the one that reads to you. So for those of you who are busy with doing different things and you're going out and around and about, you can put your app on, your YouVersion app. It's a free download. And just play it. Focus on your faith and not our fear. Yes, focus on our faith and not our fear. Yeah, we got to feed it. Whatever you feed, it's going to grow, y'all. Think about it. Whatever you feed, it's going to grow. So I choose to feed my faith. I choose to walk in wisdom, and I choose to know that my Father is the same Father that he was prior to Corona and anything else. He's the same Father, and he has not and will not forsake me. And you got to just, it's a knowing, y'all. It's a knowing that our Father is, all right? So anybody else got anything to share? Whether it's been over the scriptures that we've shared or anything that's on your heart. How are you going to feed your faith during this time frame? Because like he said, it is imperative. It is vital. This is like going to be your lifeline to be able to feed your faith. Understanding that's going to be your lifeline, because if you keep that TV on, honey, whew, you're going to have to feed your faith. Yes, you're going to watch the news and, you know, stay on top of different things that's being reported, but that's not your faith. That's not where your faith lies. Your faith lies in the Word. Your faith lies in God. Know that he is faithful. He's going to remain faithful, and nothing changing for you. Anybody else? Wow, y'all are talking good. Thank you so much, Pastor Ricky. Y'all, I tell you, Pastor Ricky Tourette of Innovation Point Church here in South Carolina, doing some things. He is telling you, impacting the community, impacting people through the Word, and just reminding people that it's not about what you see. It's not about what you're hearing. Because what you're hearing, guys, oh, what are you hearing? What are you listening to? Because that's going to be what you listen to daily. It's a way of feeding yourself. You're feeding your spirit, man, and your soul with what you're listening to. Yes, he is faithful. Amen. Let's see, Arvis. Yes, I use NIV app in my car as well as on my job. It is fabulous. Yes, 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 yes. You know what? I like reading between different versions. So like he was saying, YouVersion. So YouVersion will have a scripture of the day. And what I'll do is I like reading different scriptures, different versions. So what it'll do is it'll take the last versions that you've looked up, and you can click on compare versions. And so you can read your scripture of the day and just read like four different versions of that same scripture. And I promise you, man, that thing will hit your spirit and you'll be leaping. And as I would say, in the cutting cartwheels in the spirit, because you got to. It is imperative. It's essential. It's almost like breathing right now, that you have to feed your faith. There's no, this is not optional. This is mandatory. You have to feed your faith right now. Because if you don't, like I said, the media going to have you in a place of being off, scared and fearful. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. That's not who we are. That's not what we are. And that's not who we serve. So anybody else? God is faithful. Thank y'all so much for the feedback tonight. Grace and peace. Amen, Tamika. I'm trying to make sure I got everybody's comments, that I haven't missed anybody. Amen. Anybody else? Because y'all know I don't just sit and hold the broadcast, because when the spirit stops, I stop. But I give God praise for each and every one of you for joining us tonight. Just remember that, you know, use wisdom, you know, stay hydrated, keep your hands washed and sanitized. We should be doing that anyway, you know. But again, yes, it is mandatory that we feed our faith in this hour. It is mandatory. It is a part of your lifeline at this hour. We just give God praise for who he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right. Well, y'all, I thank y'all so much for joining us on Unfired and Inspired tonight. Again, go back and, you know, you can go back and look at some of those scriptures. Listen to the podcast again, because you got to feed your faith. Sometimes it may be just listen to a podcast, listen to a radio show, listen to your worship music, listen to your words, to the word. But whatever you do, make sure that it's feeding your faith. Thank you again to Red Rose Conquerors, one of my sponsors, Elder Cornelia Brown. She is our business coach and travel ambassador. She is also the visionary and owner of Red Rose Conquerors. Thank you to AFO Graphics. That's who you see do all my awesome photography and graphic design work. The flyer y'all saw me post, all the flyers you see me post. Vodiology, This Is Me EP. Y'all go get the This Is Me EP. Y'all heard me play the song last week. Oh, my goodness. When I tell you that blessed me last week, This Is Me, go get it. It's out on CD Baby, iTunes, all of it. Thank you for allowing God to use you tonight. Focus on faith over your fears. Yes, thank you so much, Angelique. And, y'all, check Angelique out. She is the owner of Ultimately Unique You on Instagram. And, ladies, she has the most, I want to tell you, purses, earrings, bracelets, scarves, whatever. Beautiful, beautiful pieces. Unique Expression by Design. Promotional products. Anything you need that's custom made for your business or personal needs, she can take care of that as well. That's on UEB Designs on Facebook, or Facebook page, or uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. What else? Oh, if y'all hadn't got the 21-Day Mind Detox Devotional, y'all know I created that. That's my last ebook. It's an ebook devotional. It's only $2.99. Go get it. It'll be a perfect thing to read to feed your faith right now. Amen. Thanks for being obedient to the word of God, sister friend. You're welcome. Thank you so much. So, y'all, that's another thing. Affirmations, books of affirmation. Like I said, any of the books that I've ever written, if y'all go to Amazon, y'all see all of them. But anything that I've ever written, my first book was a children's book. But everything else has been things that God has inspired. So anything that I've written, On Fire to Inspire the book, those are words of inspiration and encouragement that God gave me. The last book, the 21-Day Mind Detox Devotional, it's an ebook, the ebook devotional that God gave me. It's things like that. Make sure that you're doing things like that. It's only $2.99. But things like that to feed your faith. And as the old folks used to say, feed your faith and starve your doubt. That's what you're doing in this hour. Yes, Tina, feed your faith. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing in this hour. We are not focused on what we see. We're focused on what we're on our faith, and we're focused on what we know. It's a knowing. Well, y'all, I love y'all. We'll be back same time, same place next week. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Friday Inspire, and we will be back. Make sure you go support my sponsors. Make sure you meet us right here and share the broadcast with us. On Fire.